Starting today, Hilchos Tfila. It's on page Yud Aleph of most standard editions. It's Hilchos Tfila Brichas Kohanim, the laws of prayer and the blessings of the Kohanim. Yish v'chlolam shtei mitzvos aseh. There are two positive commandments in this halacha. Achas la'avodas Hashem b'chol yom b'tfila. The first is to serve God every day through prayer. Shnia, the second is levarach Kohanim Yisrael b'chol yom, that the Kohanim should bless the Jews every day. The explanation of these two mitzvahs are in the following chapters. Aleph. Mitzvah asei lispalo b'chol yom. It's a positive commandment to pray every day. Shneimer, it says, avadatem es Hashem alekechem. You should serve Hashem your God. And the tradition teaches us, shavada zuhi tefillah, that the service referred to here is prayer. Shneimer, it says, l'avdu b'chol levavkem, to serve him with your whole heart. Amuchachavim, the sages said, eizo hi avoda shebolev, zu tefillah. What is the service of the heart? This is prayer. V'minyan ha'tefillos min ha'Torah. Now the number of prayers that you have to pray is not a Torah law. V'mishna ha'tefillos zos min ha'Torah. The text of the prayer is also not a Torah law. V'in ha'tefillos man kavua min ha'Torah. Neither is a set time a principle of Torah law concerning prayer. Halacha beis, l'fikach noshim v'avadam chayavim b'tefillah. L'fishim mitzaseh shelo azman grama. Therefore, women and slaves, who are generally freed of obligations that come at a specific time, they are obligated to pray, because it is a positive commandment that has no specific time. The obligation of this mitzvah is as follows. That a person should supplicate and pray every day, and declare the praises of the Holy One, blessed is He. And afterwards ask his personal needs, shutzarach lam, that he requires, that he needs, the rakosha, the tchina, with the request and with supplication. And then he gives praise and thanks to God, for the good things that he gave him, each person according to his power. So there's a mitzvah to pray every day according to the Rambam, but any time that you want to, and there is a general structure: praising God, asking your needs, and thanking God. Halacha Gimel. If he was fluent, he can pray and supplicate a lot. If he was not a good speaker, not good at communicating, he speaks according to his ability, and at whatever time he wants. Similarly, the number of times that he prays, each one according to his ability. Some would pray once a day, and some would pray many times. And everyone should pray facing the temple in whatever place it is. The Kesef Mishnah says that either means whatever place the person is, he should be facing the temple, or wherever the temple is, because before the Beis HaMikdash was established in Jerusalem, it had different locations as a Mishkan, as a sanctuary. And so this matter was from the time of Moshe until the time of Ezra. Halacha Dalet. Kevin Shagol Yisrael B'mei Nebuchadnezzar Arasha. Once the Jews were exiled in the time of the wicked Nebuchadnezzar, that was the Babylonian exile, the Savu V'Paras V'Yavan V'Shar Elmos, they were mixed in Persia, in Greece, and in other countries, the noble Ambon and Baratzes Hagoyim, and they had children born in these Gentile nations. Vosan Ambon and Nizbalbulus Fosam, those children, their language was confused. Vosasfas Kalechav Veachav Murevis Moshonas Harbe, the language of each individual was mixed with many languages. The Kevin Shemidaber, when he would speak, and the Yachladaber Kol Tzarcha Beloshnachas, he couldn't speak all that he needed to in one language, El B'Shibush, except with mistakes in that language. Shneim as the pasuk says of name Chatzim Medaber Ashdodis Gomer, half of the children would be speaking Ashdodis, a foreign language. Then Amakim Medaber Yehudis Ukolosh Nam Va'am. They couldn't speak Hebrew properly and the language of each and every nation. Therefore, when one of them wanted to pray, tiktzar lishono lishol chafatzav or lahagat shavach hakadosh baruch hu b'lashon hakodesh. They wanted to pray in Hebrew, apparently, and they were not fluent enough to ask for their needs or to praise God in Hebrew. Until other languages got mixed into the Hebrew. Since Ezra and his court saw this, and they instituted 18 blessings following a specific order. The first three are praises to God. And the last three are acknowledgement, or thanks. And the middle ones, Yeshban She'elos Kol Advarim, they have the requests of anything. They're like the principles for all of the desires that a person could have. And as well as for the needs of the community, Kulam, all of them. Why did they institute this? Kadesh Yeruchas Befiya Kol. It should be arranged in the mouth of everyone. The Yomadu Osan, and they should study them. And the prayers of people who are not good speakers should be just as good, just as complete, as those who speak elegant language, who speak really well. And for this reason, they instituted all of the blessings and prayers arranged in the mouth of all of Israel, so that the subject of each blessing would be arranged in the mouth of every person, even one who couldn't speak well. They also instituted that the number of the prayers should correspond to the numbers of the sacrifices. Two daily prayers corresponding to the two daily offerings, the morning and the afternoon offering. Any day that had an additional offering, they instituted a third prayer, Kenegat Kavan Musaf, paralleling the Musaf offering, the additional offering. The tefillah that parallels and corresponds to the morning sacrifice is called the tefillah hashachar, shachris, the morning prayer. The tefillah that corresponds, the prayer that corresponds to the afternoon sacrifice, in a kreis tefillah mincha. This is known as the tefillah of mincha, the offering or the gift. That's what it's referred to as. The tefillah that corresponds to the additional sacrifice is called musaf, additional. They also instituted another prayer to be said at night. For the limbs of the afternoon sacrifice would be consumed on the altar all night, would be burned on the altar. As it says here, that the burnt offering should be burned at night. As it says, and therefore you got three prayers in the day. As it says, in the evening, in the morning, and in the afternoon, I speak and I pray to God and He listens to my voice. The evening prayer is not as much of an obligation as the morning or the afternoon prayer, since it didn't correspond to an obligatory sacrifice, only to the burning of the limbs of the sacrifice. Nevertheless, all of the Jews, wherever they live, accepted the practice of praying the evening prayer. They accepted it upon themselves as an obligatory prayer. They also instituted a special prayer after the afternoon prayer, very close to sunset, on the days of special fasts, like in Kippur, as we'll soon see, in order to add supplication and requests because of the fast. This prayer is called the Ne'ila prayer. This means Ninalu Shari Shemayim, the gates of heaven are closed. The Ad HaShemesh, because of the sun. The sun is about to set. The Nisra, and it's hidden. Because this prayer is said only close to sunset. Aloha Ches. Nimtzu Tfilas B'chol Yom Shalosh. We find, therefore, three prayers every day. Arvis V'shachos Mincha, the evening, morning, and afternoon. On the Shabbos, on the holidays, on Rosh Chodesh, four. Three every day, and the Musaf prayer. Yom Kippur, five. Arba Elu, these four are Tfilas Ne'ilah and the prayer of Ne'ilah. Halacha Tes. Tfilas Elu Ein Pochasin Mehen Avo Masifin Alehem. These prayers, you do not do less, but you can do more. Ratzah to Mespal Kol Yom Kulo. If a person wants to pray all day long, or Shus Biyadu, he has the right to. But also not Tfilas Yosef, Kamo Makrif Nedavos. All of those prayers that he adds, as if he's adding a voluntary sacrifice. Therefore, he must say something new in each and every one of the middle blessings, something related to the subject of that particular blessing. Now, that doesn't mean in all of the 13 middle blessings he has to add in each one of them. It means even in one of them, if he adds something new, that's enough to let it be known that this is a voluntary and not an obligatory prayer. The first three and the last three, you never add to them or subtract from them or change them in any way. The Ravid says, even if you do not add anything new. He holds that the voluntary prayer can be said even if you're not adding any particularly new idea or prayer into the 13 middle blessings. Halacha Yud. The congregation does not pray a voluntary prayer, because the congregation does not bring a voluntary sacrifice. Even an individual should not pray the additional prayer twice, once for the obligation and once for a voluntary prayer. Because the additional sacrifice that's brought on the holidays, you can't have a voluntary one. Some of the Gaonim taught that you're not allowed to pray a voluntary prayer on the Shabbos or on the Yom Tov. Because on Shabbos or Yom Tov you cannot bring voluntary sacrifices. And only the obligation of the day. The Ravid says, we do find a public sacrifice that is voluntary. If you have extra shkolim, extra money for sacrifices, you bring a burnt offering for the altar. It wasn't common, but it could be done. As far as what they said, that an individual should not pray the Musaf as a voluntary prayer. Similarly, what the Gaonim said, that you should not pray a voluntary prayer on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because you do not bring voluntary prayers, only the obligation of the day. I have another opinion as to why you shouldn't say these prayers. When Rabbi Yochanan said the whole concept of praying the additional prayer, the voluntary prayer, he said, if only a person would pray all day, what he meant was only the 18 blessings that are supplication and requests. He pauses between one and the other to concentrate. And he concentrates in order to pray for compassion. Rabbi Yochanan never said that you should pray a voluntary prayer on the Shabbos and Yom Tov, which isn't a supplicatory prayer. It's a prayer of just praise. If he praises and acknowledges and then acknowledges again, it's a blessing in vain. The same with any mitzvah. The blessing of Yotzei Ohr for Kriya Shema, the blessings of the evening service, the blessings of the mitzvahs, the blessing of fruit. You can't make an extra one for nothing, because it's thanking God. You thank Him once. You don't thank Him again for that same act. So the whole idea was instituted only for the Shmoneh Esrei, that is the weekday Shmoneh Esrei, which prays for things. And if you want to supplicate more, you can do so. The Kesef Mishnah brings down that even though, as the Ravid says, you can bring a voluntary public sacrifice, you don't do that in the first place. If there happens to be money left over, you use it for that. And that's why the Rambam holds that the congregation who wants to pray in the first place should not pray a voluntary prayer.